At its core, it's blasphemy. This is a breaking of the second commandment. The second commandment, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. And Luther asked the question, what does this mean? That we should fear and love God so that we do not use satanic arts, lie, deceive by God's name, but instead we're to call upon it in every trouble, pray, praise, give thanks. So you get the idea here. What we're seeing here are people who are claiming to be sent by God with words that God has not given them. The prophet Jeremiah specifically speaks to prophets just like this. God, you know, God says, I didn't send them, yet they ran. I didn't give them words, yet they spoke. And God reserves some of the harshest criticisms and the most threatening punishments for people who would dare to speak in his name words that he has not given them. And so these are people who have no real fear of God at all. And their motivations could be, they're going to run the gamut from the greedy and those people who are clearly manipulating for the purpose of making money to those who legitimately believe they're hearing from God, but they're not. They're hearing either from their sinful heart or they're hearing specifically from demonic spirits. But the one person that we can rule out in every one of these so-called prophecies is God, the Holy Spirit. And as a result of it, every one of these people, it's a serious thing to misuse God's name, and God threatens with eternal punishment those who do such things. These are people who need to repent, and those who are listening to them need to stop. These people are deceivers sent by the devil, and they are the exact false prophets that Jesus prophesied himself in Matthew chapter 24 that would come in the days before his return. And so we're not to listen to them. We're to turn them off and stop listening to people like this altogether.